This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Pope is calling for dialogue as U.S.-Iran tensions soar. AP correspondent Walter Ratliff.
Pope Francis is calling for dialogue and self-restraint in his first public comments amid soaring tensions between the U.S. and Iran after a U.S. airstrike killed Iran's top general in Iraq. During his Sunday noon blessing, Francis warned, "War brings only death and destruction." He led the tens of thousands of faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square in a silent prayer for peace. Francis had hoped to visit Iraq this year to minister to the Christian minorities that have been targeted by the Islamic State group. Vatican officials and local Catholic bishops in Iraq have voiced concern about the impact of any new conflict on the weakest and most marginal. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Meanwhile, as VOA's Lattice Ahok reports, there are some who are optimistic that cooler heads will prevail.
Analysts say a U.S.-Iran war is unlikely despite the angry rhetoric. Persian Gulf nations are eager to prevent a war in their vicinity, says analyst Barbara Leaf.
The UAE and Saudi Arabia have been very muted in what they've said, but the theme of their comments is essentially time for de-escalation, time for a political approach to resolving these issues.
Meanwhile, Iraqi officials seem reluctant to act on the parliament's decision to expel U.S. troops from Iraq after Trump threatened to impose sanctions. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Saudi Arabia's Deputy Defense Minister, Prince Khalid bin Salman, said in a tweet Tuesday that he met with U.S. Secretary of Defense Mark Esper and discussed mutual challenges faced by both countries. He also emphasized the importance of both countries' ongoing military cooperation as it serves regional and international security. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The Pentagon says it has not made a decision on whether it will withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. is not pulling troops out of Iraq, but does say some U.S. forces in the region have been repositioned. This follows a letter sent to the Iraqi government from a commander, which says troops would be repositioning over the course of the coming days and weeks to prepare for our onward movement. It also told Iraqi leaders, "We respect your sovereignty decision to order our departure." Some members of Iraq's parliament want to evict American forces following the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani in Baghdad last week. The Pentagon says the administration remains committed to defeating the Islamic State group in the region. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Former White House National Security Advisor John Bolton says he's prepared to testify President Trump's impeachment trial if the Senate issues a subpoena. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani. And Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido and his new rival lawmaker Luis Parra called for competing legislative sessions Tuesday after both claimed to be the country's parliamentary leader. On Sunday, Venezuelan security forces with riot shields blocked Guaido from entering the National Assembly chamber where he was expected to be reelected head of the opposition-dominated legislature. Instead, Parra, who was backed by socialist leader Nicolas Maduro, proclaimed himself speaker. He claimed to have been elected with 81 votes in the 167-member chamber. Guaido has the support of much of the international community. A former Hollywood producer, Harvey Weinstein, is facing new crime charges in Los Angeles. And then there's also new developments when it comes to Boeing. More from AP's Jackie Quinn.
This wiring issue, which could potentially cause a short circuit and cause pilots to lose control of the planes, was discovered in an audit of the crucial operating systems on the MAX jet ordered by the FAA after the two fatal crashes involving a new software system and faulty sensors. Boeing says it found bundles of electrical wiring were too close together and says it's working to correct the problem, which might entail a design change.
That is AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. And more on the Harvey Weinstein sexual misconduct.
Weinstein is accused of raping one woman and sexually assaulting another in separate incidents in Los Angeles over a two-day period in 2013.
We believe the evidence will show that the defendant used his power and influence to gain access to his victims and then committed violent crimes against them.
That's AP's Ed Donahue reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.